the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement. But we're not living back in the day. This is 2021, and the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombera.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. We are so happy that you are here because there is a whole lot to talk about this week. How's your week been, Peter?
All right, great. Looking forward to this week. A lot of information and stuff to cover.
Oh, we got a ton to cover. You know, one of the things this week we want to start with, and we're not here to beat up on women when it comes to finance, and we're not here to beat up on men when it comes to finance. However, April is National Financial Literacy Month. And for those of you who didn't know that, it's a good time just to take stock in what maybe you know, what maybe you don't know. And if you fall into the don't know category, please remember that Peter is here to help. And you can call or text anytime, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. You can text book to that number, and we will send you out a free copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. So let's get started. Were you surprised to see, Peter, that in the United States, one out of every five students lacks basic skills of financial literacy? Let's start with that one.
Absolutely. I mean, I think those are some of the basic skills you should learn before you are sent off to the workforce. Am I right?
I am absolutely in agreement with you there, Peter. And I would even go back to the high schools where, yes, it's important to teach all of the core subjects. But I have been screaming for years that it should be a requirement in every single school in the United States to take a financial literacy course. You know, most kids today, and this is just the modern world that we live in, don't know how to write a check. And, you know, is that necessarily something they're going to be doing every single day of their life? Probably not. But is it something they need to know how to do? Yes. Most kids today don't understand what an APR is. And I've never understood this, Peter, in our high schools, why we aren't mandating a very basic financial literacy class. And I don't mean Econ 1 or Econ 2, because for a lot of kids, they see that and they think, well, I'm not going to go into mathematics. I'm not going to go in to any sort of financial sector in college. So that doesn't appeal to me. I'm talking about basic financial literacy. When you go to buy a car or a credit card, oh my gosh, what do those terms mean? And I think if you ask most kids today, you know, 15 to 18 years old, maybe all the way up to 22 years old, the majority of those kids aren't going to know that.
Of course not. And I think it's funny because, and I'm just thinking about this as you're talking, I mean, oh, and if you notice a lot of abbreviations, right?
Yeah.
And especially like APR. I mean, I'm sure everyone heard of APR, but if they actually spelt it out, I think people will start asking more questions on what it really
is. What do you mean annual percentage rate? Oh, that's not free money, honey.
Absolutely.
And it goes back to also some of the things that we can teach our kids in our own home. But I really am a firm believer that that needs to be a requirement in all of our schools, not just in high school, but in college. And a quick story, Peter, this was Dana in college, okay? They used to allow, back when you and I were in college, the credit card companies to be on this main front drag of the campus. And somebody stepped in several years ago and said, this is a horrible idea. We're not going to, they actually barred it on college campuses. I think it's a law now. But back when I was in school, they would hand out free credit cards.
Oh, goodness.
And you would sign up, Peter, you would sign up right there. And you would get, I will never forget it, you would get a free t-shirt and like a free water bottle. Oh, and who in college? I'm like 18 years old. I'm like, yeah, I want that t-shirt. I want that water bottle. And I got the cutest little credit card and it had a little Jayhawk on it. Oh my gosh, Peter, if I went and looked back, you know, the annual percentage rate thing on that, but probably the monthly was 30%. And I didn't know. I was 18 years old. I had never had a credit card in my life.
Of course.
And the limit on that thing, I'll never forget it, was $500.
Nice.
I thought I was a millionaire. And that thing was maxed out in, if I had to guess, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. You know, then the bills start coming and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't $500. This is $620. I don't have $620. And I do remember somebody calling into our program here in Kansas City and saying years ago, they shut that down. Like nationwide, you're not allowed as a credit card company to pass out free crap on campus and sign kids up right there for a credit card that they just print out.
That's actually a smart move. Probably, don't do it anymore.
Probably not the best idea. All right, back to National Financial Literacy Month. 29% of working women showed basic financial literacy skills compared to 47% of working men. And I have to be honest, Peter, this statistic surprised me. If they had said 29% of all women, I would have thought, and I'm trying not to be sexist here, that maybe if you're not a working woman in your home and you are doing the very full-time job of rearing the kids, that you've handed the finances off to a spouse. That's not what this says. This says 29% of working women showed basic financial literacy skills compared to 47% of working men. Do you see that divide when clients come in to talk to you? And give me some examples.
To be honest with you, it's a very, very, very large percentage where the case is men in relationship usually are more clear and more involved about the investments. They like to actually manage the investments. And it's very, very, very little, a very small percentage, probably even lower than 29 that I see in my doors that are women involved, right? And I feel it's important that if you don't like this topic, that's one thing. But if we're planning for this stage of your life, right, usually the retirement stage, right? And if we're planning for this stage, well, God forbid something happens to the gentleman, the man in a relationship, right? In this case, in this example, well, how much education did you actually have in putting that plan together? And this is why it's so important. And you don't have to know everything, but you need to know the basics of understanding why certain things are put together in certain ways to protect yourself.
Even where to find the accounts. And I have had this happen to someone that I know, Peter. And this is for the men listening as well as the women, whoever it is that, quote, takes care of the finances. Sure. in your house, okay? I'm guessing people listening all know someone where there is either a death or there is a divorce, and the spouse is caught with their pants down because they have no idea how much they're worth, where the accounts are, where to even begin, who to call. And that is a very real concern. If you're listening now in your 30s or your 40s and you don't know where your money's located, you know, no one ever signs up to get married to get divorced, Peter, but things happen. And it's critically important that you have just a basic understanding of where your money's going each month.
Absolutely. And most of it, when it comes down to these conversations in more detail, it has to really do with budgeting, expenses, for example, right? And I want to say over 80 or even 90% of the time that they just don't know what it is because they never did this exercise. And I feel like it's so important to understand what you're doing today in regards to spending, what your budget looks like, get a good idea, and then you understand how much you're bringing in. And then at the end of the day, you understand how much you're able to actually save the right way. Because this will also give you a great exercise entering into retirement as well.
Yep.
Because you want to understand, you know, how much are you actually spending?
And how much do you have to spend is so important. All right,
absolutely.
Let's go on to the next one as we continue talking about financial literacy for all of our listeners. This one doesn't surprise me. In fact, I think it's low. 54% of student loan holders don't know about their future monthly payments before they take out the loan. And I have always read and heard, Peter, that the student loan bubble is the next one to burst, and it is worse by far than the credit card debt crisis in America.
Absolutely. And student loans could be very expensive, as you know. It could be very, very expensive.
And the terms can be confusing.
Oh, yeah. The small disclosures of it, if it's not actually explained the right way, you're going to be confused. But most people are going towards it, not even caring about the student loan cost because they know they're going to need a student loan somehow, way, shape, or form. So a lot. I thought it was higher than 54%.
I think it is too. You know? I really do. And so if you're listening, and I know we have listeners of all ages, and you're knocking at the door of retirement, ask your children, make sure they know. Do you have any idea those school loans that you took out, especially if we're talking secondary education? Oh my gosh, Peter. If we're talking law school, medical school, how long do you have before those payments come due? And what is that monthly payment going to look like? What is the interest rate on those monthly payments? If you can defer, is it a good idea to defer? How many deferments can you take? All of those things are important and can affect what you owe.
Absolutely, agree.
Let's go on to the next bullet point. Only 20% of adults have participated in financial education. What does that say to you, Peter? And to you, what does financial education mean? Participated in financial education. That doesn't necessarily mean you're sitting down once a month with a financial advisor. But 20%, man, that is low.
Absolutely. And think about it. If you're saving for retirement, well, aren't you curious as to, okay, if you're saving these monies for retirement, well, you have to understand how you're saving it, right?
Yeah.
What kind of investment you're involved in, what kind of risky investment you're involved in, what kind of investments that are not giving you a decent rate of return that you're involved in. What are other ways can you actually save outside of your workplace? So there are so many more things to understand to get you to and through retirement the right way. And 20%, I mean, if you're trying to work, right? If you're working.
Yep.
And the main reason behind you working is what? Is to make money, right?
Right.
To pay your bills. Well, you're also hoping one day to officially retire. But how much money do you need to retire? That comes down to understanding some financial education on your lifestyle, your needs, what your experiences are right now versus what they can be in the future. Especially if you have a bucket list, checking off those bucket lists costs money.
Yeah. Amen. Here's the other question I have for you, because the next final bullet point really surprises me. I would love to get into the weeds of when they do these surveys, because, you know, you can have a survey end up asking you, replying to anything you want based on how you ask the question. Women save 68 cents against every dollar that men save for retirement. I'm going to say that again. Women, on average, save 68 cents against every dollar that men save for retirement. And I would love to know how they ask that question, because I want to know, did they ask women who have been in the workforce their entire life? Did they ask women who maybe took off 5 or 6 years to rear children? 68 cents against the man. What does that say to you, Peter?
That's a very interesting thing to think about it, because
yeah.
I'm also thinking about, okay, is there taxes involved? It's not
right,
taxes involved,
right.
Before, after, you know? So save 68 cents. Well, but that's one example of telling us how conservative women are, okay,
could
which
be.
I'm fine.
Sure.
That could be a direction or a way, which is okay. But also, how old are you, right, compared
yes.
to a woman who's 20 or a woman who is 40 or 60? When you're 20, you're looking to take on more risk, right, saving more, hustling more. When you're a little older, it's a little bit different. You want to start lowering your risk, saving a lot more if you're able to do that. So that's actually an interesting fact in regards to financial literacy.
It goes back to, Peter, if you are male, female, any age,
sure.
Please call. That is what Peter is here for. He will sit down with you. Even if you think you have some type of financial roadmap, have him check it out. Have him check it out. It is absolutely easy to do that, and you will be so glad you did. The number is 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. You can also text book to that same number, 800-880-8079. And we will send you out a free copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. Much more straight ahead.
The way you take your Social Security can dramatically alter the course of your retirement. To make sure you are optimizing your Social Security, download Peter's free Social Security report at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
When you have errands to run, do you like to run all over town, or do you try and make as few stops as possible? It's nice when you can get everything in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara from PCB Financial believes the same is true for retirement planning. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial was started. Peter wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. PCB Financial is more than just convenient, they're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. PCB Financial, 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
All right, welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. The phone number, as always, 1-800-880-8079. We were talking about saving, about how much you can spend in retirement, Peter, and we cannot have that conversation without talking about inflation. And there's a great article out this week talking about some of the causes for inflation, but some of the possible solutions. And what are you hearing? What are you studying when it comes to how this is going to affect us all right now?
There's so many things intact right now, especially these inflation numbers. I mean, obviously, we cannot keep inflation this high. One of the main reasons behind that, besides so many other ones, are folks who are retired, they are on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Right? They're on a fixed income. So those who did not actually plan for inflation protection is really feeling the differences right now, especially when it comes to gas.
Oh my gosh. So, where is it right now where you are? Just to fill up a gallon, because I've seen $6, $7. Here it's closer to $4.50. But my goodness, I've never seen it this high.
Yeah, it's on average about $4.50.
Yeah.
I saw one at $5.30 this morning on the way in. I forgot what it was, but it was on average 4.5 for sure.
So the four-decade high 7% inflation rate Americans endured last year jumped to 7.9% in February. It's not sustainable. It is not sustainable for anyone on a fixed income. And we are talking to you if you are retired right now or you're knocking at the door of retirement. How do you protect your clients' portfolios with inflation higher than we've seen it in 40 years, Peter? You know, let's say like my parents, you're 66, 67. That's who I worry for right now.
Absolutely. So there's two kinds of way of going about this. One, being proactive, or two, sticking to the old traditional rule as set it and forget it.
Yeah.
The set it and forget it method, unfortunately, does not work. And the reason behind that is because, ask yourself, the last 20 years, call it 20 years, call it 10 years, has the environment, the economy, the markets been the same? And the answer is no, right? So we have entered a brand new cycle in the economy, in the stock market, and whatever you want to name it. We entered a brand new cycle. How are you making changes? How are you being proactive? If not you, the financial professional companies that are helping you, guide you to and through this process, what are you doing to make those possible changes to help you, let's say, lower risk for what can be, and I'm not saying it's going to happen because I hope it does not, but what can be a possible recession in store? And again, we hope that there is not, right? We hope there never is, but unfortunately, we have to go through these ups and downs, and you have to plan for the worst case scenarios.
And I think one of the things people have to remember listening, Peter, is that we can't control all of those outside forces that caused some of these issues. Who would have thought 5 years ago we would be talking about pandemic? What do you mean pandemic? I mean, if you had said 5 years ago, you're not going to believe what's about to hit the United States and the world.
Sure, sure.
We cannot control that. We cannot control the fact that there is a war going on right now in Ukraine. But to the extent that you can get someone in your corner who knows what they're doing in these matters. And to the extent that you can, protect yourself and what you have grown over the years. And that number again is 1-800-880-8079. And don't forget, we'll send you out a free copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any economy. And this is a new chapter even for you, Peter, the pandemic/war economy. You know, we just haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime.
Absolutely. And that's going to be probably my next chapter to be added in my book.
Oh, okay. I don't know how you avoid it, right?
Absolutely. You cannot.
One of the other things we want to talk about this week for our seniors, for our retiring listeners, there was an article out this week that says seniors may face $10.5 billion more in Social Security taxes just in 2022. And Peter, this comes straight from the Senior Citizens League. What do we know about this headline and how it could impact our listeners?
The big jump is primarily due to the rise in numbers of new retirees with higher incomes. Uh-huh. So this is really important to make sure you keep it in mind. The estimated doesn't factor in the impacts of the 5.9% COLA that's received in 2022 because that will impact taxes paid in 2023. So it's not this year. And finally, because earnings collectively increase over time and Social Security benefits are based on average earnings, each new group of seniors typically have a slightly higher retirement income than previous retirees, or especially when you're trying to defer it. As you know, the more you defer, the higher projections you have on Social Security.
We have a couple of quotes here from Jerome Powell. Let's listen to what he had to say about this now.
The volatility in financial markets, particularly if sustained, could also act to tighten credit conditions and affect the real economy. All signs are that this is a strong economy, indeed one that will be able to flourish, not to say withstand, but certainly flourish as well in the face of less accommodative monetary policy.
So one of the things they're doing, Peter, federal officials are considering a more aggressive interest rate increase to combat inflation. That's one way that they can do it. And as we just mentioned, that could impact Social Security beneficiaries. Let's talk about another possible interest rate increase. Is there any way around it? And what does that mean for our listeners?
I have a bunch of stuff here to cover on this topic, but this is real. This is pretty serious. So there are a number of issues when it comes to this increase, when it comes to supply chains and disruptions. There's so many things that you have to keep in mind. For example, one factor to consider is semiconductors. Okay, so there's a high demand for computer chips.
Yep.
And expected to keep supply tight through the rest of this year. And chips are used in everything from automobiles to household appliances, businesses, right? So this is a strain on producers, on these companies. So semiconductor shortages the past 2 years, and they're expected to have results in revenue being missed of more than $500 billion worldwide for suppliers and customers.
So I don't know who makes those things, but they need to crank it up, Peter.
Yeah, it's a good area to be in.
Right.
When you know semiconductors could be potentially flying to the moon in this next year or two. But that's also an area that's a major concern. Another one is actually aluminum. So is that the tight supply of aluminum has created problems for the construction industry, for beverage makers having trouble getting their hands on aluminum cans, right?
Yeah.
So surging natural gas prices have also pushed some producers and companies to certain production halts. Europe lost more than 650,000 tons of annual production since the rise of energy prices. So we have semiconductors as one. We have aluminum as another. Another thing to keep in mind is food products. Okay, so grocery stores may not rid themselves of empty shelves just yet. But as labor constraints and challenges with the 2022 crop growing season, we could see some prices going really, really high and some supply spotted through the rest of this year. Shortages of fertilization, okay, pesticides, these are all left producers warning signs, okay? Another thing to keep in mind also is plastics. So believe it or not, a Texas ice storm and two hurricanes along the U.S. Gulf Coast basically walloped the chemical supply chain last year, causing factory outages, disruptions to manufacturing that dragged on for months and months and months. So believe it or not, we reported to be short supply for the 10th straight month since this past December, according to the Institute for Supply Management. So last year, prices skyrocketed as much as 50%. All right.
Well, and Peter, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. How many people knew before this war broke out that Ukraine was one of the largest grain producers in the world? That we might not feel that today, but we are going to feel that in the months or even years ahead. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, we'll probably most likely will feel it towards the end of this year. I mean, we have enough supply right now, but as you know, it's going to be a snowball effect. You know, it's only a matter of time where we're saying the oops scenario. Another thing to keep in mind also is building materials. So building materials, the lack of supply on lead times, construction projects, okay, residential, commercial, you name it. There is going to be a huge supply issue when it comes to the building materials. So that could also lead to a possible disaster in real estate, any
building. And I'm glad you brought that up, Peter. We're not just talking commercial, but all the way down to residential. If you want to get a kitchen redone right now, number one, we still have ongoing employment issues where it's hard for these crews to find people to hire, to train, and to retain in this economy. And number two, the materials are sky high right now. So what it's going to cost you now because of lumber, what it's going to cost you now is very different than what it would have cost 2 or 3 years ago. Here in the Midwest, we have had a number of lumber thefts. There are construction crews now batting down the hatches. They don't leave their trailers out anymore. They are locking up lumber because people are stealing lumber. Have you seen gasoline thefts yet in your neck of the woods? For all of our listeners, that is coming. Park your car in your garage. Ask your local police departments how many cases they have had recently of gas thefts. People are now going in under your car, drilling a hole in your gas tank, and stealing gas. It just happened about, I would say about 3 weeks ago here, Peter, we started seeing that. And it's around $3,000 for you to fix that, by the way.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
This is just, I think, this is just a starting point of it because interest increases just started. Okay, it just started and inflation is still very high. And we see the impact of all these increases in prices. So it's gonna hit a ceiling eventually. But I still think we have more room for it to go higher.
You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. And when we come back, I'm glad that you brought up the computer chip shortage and crisis because those things are in everything, Peter. I have a very real story for our listeners about how this can and will impact you if you are in the market for a car right now. Good luck. And we'll talk a little bit about that coming back much more straight ahead. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. The phone number is always 1-800-880-8079. 880-8079. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We're back with much more straight ahead.
The check engine light is on in Washington, but politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. A new government report says the Social Security Trust Fund could run out by the year 2035. If that happens, it could cause all beneficiaries to take a 20% cut to their benefits. What does that mean for you? When should you start taking benefits? When should your spouse? And how can you get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to? Learn more about your options by setting up a visit with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial. Peter can help you get the most out of your Social Security benefits. Call now, 1-800-880-8079. To set up your visit with Peter Bambara, 1-800-880-8079. Find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to. That's 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
All right, welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright, and the phone number, as always, 1-800-880-8079, or always online, pcbfinancial.com. That's pcbfinancial.com. And I'm glad you brought up the computer chip, Peter, because do I have a story for you. About a week ago, and my daughter's doing okay, She was in a pretty bad car accident at a major intersection here when a woman decided, with cigarettes in one hand and a cell phone in the other hand, to blow through a red light.
Ugh.
And so a couple things for our listeners. I'm telling all of our younger listeners, when I am at a red light now and I'm in the very front, okay, and I'm waiting for that light to turn green. When the light turns green, I now wait 1/1000, 2/1000, and the car behind you, you know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to do. They're going to honk. I don't care, because my daughter, when the light turned green, had the green arrow. She pulls out into the intersection and this ding dong flies through the intersection and just demolishes my daughter's car. And, you know, we are broadcasting on my side here, Peter, from Kansas City. The wreck was so bad that she was on State Line Road. The woman hit her in Kansas and launched her into the state of Missouri. So anyone listening who lives on a divided line, you understand what that means, right? I mean, there were like two different police departments. It was just a mess. And thank God she's okay.
Thank God.
Here's the reason I tell you that story. We had just purchased that car a year ago to surprise her for her birthday and her high school graduation, okay? Here's what we are seeing across America. This is not about the Midwest. This is not about the East Coast where you are. This is a problem across America right now because of the computer chip shortage that you mentioned, okay? The prices of used cars has never, ever been higher. And we talked about this a few weeks ago, Peter. If you actually have a certain number of large trucks or SUVs, like a Ford F-150, those used cars right now are worth more than you paid for them new.
Oh, yeah.
We've never seen anything like it. And so if you get in a car wreck that is not your fault, and I'm talking to the victims here, it is not your fault. You are just minding your own business. You have done absolutely nothing wrong. Let me tell you what's going to happen because of inflation, okay? That car is totaled. So the insurance company calls and says, you know, we're going to total out that car. It costs more to fix it than the car is worth. Fine. The problem is, Peter, what we paid for that car, or anyone listening, what you paid for your car a couple of years ago, it will be impossible to find another replacement car in a similar range. So
wow.
anyone listening that is in any kind of serious wreck, you almost by default, because of what's going on in our economy, are going to end up underwater. And I'm not here to give advice on how you fight the insurance companies. I don't even know how to begin to do that. But the same car that we bought, Peter, a year ago is now worth less. The bank still wants its money. And then you have to go out and buy a new used car that's going to be $5,000 to $10,000 more than the car you just lost because someone blew through a red light. And here's the reason I bring that up. I think 2 or 3 months ago or 6 months ago, it wasn't in our face every day with the supply issues and the cost issues and the inflation issues that we talk about on this program every week. But you brought up even aluminum cans. There's a reason you can't find your favorite Diet Cherry Coke in the store right now. And it's not because Coca-Cola just decided to stop making it. It's because there's not enough aluminum cans. And so in little ways and in big ways, we are starting to see the real ramifications of what's going on in our economy. And the auto thing is just one example that smacked me in the face last week when my daughter got hit by that car.
And we are having a major supply issue, even when it comes to cars, right? It's not just potential food. It's not just gas prices increasing. Aluminum, yes, is important. Real estate, construction, supplies, wood, you name it. But it's also the supply chains of actual vehicles.
Yep.
That's also becoming an issue.
Well, 100%. I think the exact same car that we bought her a year ago is $5,000 to $9,000 higher. For a used car,
Wow. The
exact same used car. And I remember kind of yelling last week, even though I'm like 99.9% just so filled with gratitude that she's okay. But like 0.5% of me is so ticked off because she was minding her own business when this happened. And now we've got to go out and try to figure out how to replace this thing. I mean, and that's just the side of the economy that we're in right now. And there's no getting around it. So always look at that red light, people. I don't care if somebody behind you honks. That's a little courtesy honk. You just say, you know what? You can just wave at them. Say, I'm good. I'm going to do me because I don't want someone blowing through a red light, smashing into my car, and then I got to go find another car because it's a nightmare right now.
Absolutely. That's not fun.
No,
that's
that,
not
fun. That, that
thank,
is
God,
your,
thank God she's okay, though.
That is your tip for the day, and thank God she's okay. So whether, Peter, the economy is growing in bull market conditions or pulling back in a bear, all of these things that we're talking about today is why it is important to have a financial strategy, any financial strategy. But please start by calling Peter at 1-800-880-8079. Peter, you know this. There are so many factors that can have a negative economic impact on your life.
Absolutely. And running out of money is still the biggest fear for so many people that I work with. People get caught up in how much they've saved. But what you really need to think in it is how much you will spend in retirement, right? So what could it take for you to live your ideal lifestyle for the next 20, 25, 30 plus years? If you listen to me right now and you don't have a retirement income strategy, an actual written financial plan, an actual strategy, I invite you to give me a call. Let's talk about possibly creating a budget to figure out how much you'll need for retirement you possibly been dreaming of, uncover the main risk posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, volatility, and potential tax increases, and of course, skyrocketing healthcare costs. Learn about the options for generating income in retirement today versus 5 years ago. Learn about how to keep your current standard of living in retirement, even as costs continue to rise. So it's complimentary to do this analysis. There's absolutely no obligation here. But this is just for today's listeners. So if you have at least $250,000 or more, give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. And let's talk about a retirement income analysis. Let's stress test the plan you have in place. And let's look at some possible red flags that might arise. That if it doesn't, that's great. But we have to look at these things to actually confirm that you are on track.
I'm curious because my parents are looking at several different communities in Florida right now, Peter. They are literally retiring as we speak. They sold their house last week, and they are starting to look at, okay, where do we want to go? How much does that factor into what you do when you are helping your clients? I've seen the list of the 10 most expensive cities to retire in, the 10 least expensive cities to retire in. How much should that factor into anyone's overall financial plan? Where do you want to go?
Absolutely. And you know what? I do say test the area out. Test it out for a few weeks,
yes.
Possibly a month or two. You know, rent out some temporary space. And if you do like that area, track your normal everyday expenses, you know, because living in one state versus another, they could be two totally different goals in regards to how much activity there is. If there's more activity than another, it's going to be more cost. So making sure you give yourself a budget, you're tracking yourself on a consistent basis. This has a lot to do with the success of how much you're going to actually spend. And then, of course, there are other states, Dana, where you might save some money on taxes,
yes.
Which is great. But still, you have to track yourself. Track yourself, give yourself a budget, be very strict with it, and then start reverse engineering your whole entire plan.
So this is from 401k Specialist Magazine. You want to guess the top five, Peter, if you had to guess one of the top five most expensive states to retire. A couple of these are obvious, but what would you guess?
I'm going to say New York is one of them.
New York comes in at number three. Average
wow.
Retirement age is 64. At $1.408 million. New York comes in at number three. You want to guess again?
New Jersey.
Jersey, I thought would be right there with you. It is not in the top five.
Wow. Okay, I give up.
All right. Number five, Oregon at $1.3 million with the average retirement age of 63. That one stunned me. I had no idea. Oregon's not even on my radar. Sorry, Oregon people. Number four most expensive state to retire, Alaska. I think that's for obvious reasons, travel. I don't know a lot of people that Alaska's on their list of retirement, but it does come in as the most expensive at number four. Number three, you hit it, is New York with the average retirement age of 64. Number two, California. Also, average retirement age at 64, but that's going to set you back $1.45 million. And by far, the number one most expensive state to retire in is Hawaii. By far, at almost $1.9 million, with the average retirement age not at 64, but at 66.
Makes sense.
Now I'm going to give you the least expensive. And none of these surprise me. And they're all almost all going to be in the South. Coming in at number five. So we just talked about the most expensive, you know, around $1.4 million to retire in Oregon, Alaska, New York, California, $1.4, okay? The least expensive states to retire in, Arkansas, $728,000. Oklahoma, $723,000. Followed by Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi is the cheapest at $617,000 with the average retirement age of 63 years old. Doesn't Amazing. Surprise me at all. And here's the deal about Mississippi. My grandparents lived down there for 30 years. You have the Gulf Coast, as well as physical golf, G-O-L-F, if you like to golf. But you also have now the casinos, which is a huge industry down there.
Wow.
And so as cheap as it is to retire down there, I don't know that it would be my spot. There's a lot to do down in Mississippi. And you're close to New Orleans, you know. It's probably probably wouldn't be in my number one, but if you're looking for the cheapest state to retire, it is Mississippi with the average retirement age at 63 and the average cost $617,000.
Wow, amazing.
The phone number, once again, 1-800-880-8079. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. Check him out on the web, as always. PCBfinancial.com. We are back with much more straight ahead.
People are living longer these days, and that's great, right? Well, of course, but living longer means more years in retirement. Will your money last as long as you do? To find out, get your free guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark. And then, in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension, 401k, or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Modern Money. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I am your host, Dana Wright. Go to PCBfinancial.com. Answer a ton of questions there. Or you can always call or text us at 1-800-880-8079. And you know there are so many factors that can have a negative impact right now on our economy. And Peter, your clients will tell you this. Anyone listening will tell you running out of money is still the biggest fear for so many people looking at retirement. Not only how much have I saved, but when is it going to run out? And so if you're listening right now, you don't have a retirement income strategy, Peter, how can you help?
Give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. So there's so many things to cover when it comes to income planning.
Yeah.
Income planning today is a very, very different animal than it was 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And the strategies used many, many years ago, unfortunately, does not work today. And believe it or not, Dana, that is the number one concern when it comes to retirement, which is income planning, right? Because Social Security, it's income planning, but when do you actually turn it on? When's the best time to turn it on? Why should you turn it on in different times if you are married? Why it's important to maximize one? How do you become tax efficient when it comes to Social Security planning, pension planning for the lucky few who has them? investment planning, income. There's so many different areas to understand the proper diversification and asset class balance of your portfolio and your plan to make sure you maximize the income goals that you have. And for some, people also want to be able to figure out, okay, how can we preserve this money?
Yep.
Right? And leave it to the legacy, leave it to the heirs. And how do you do that is a very good question. That's why I'm telling you to give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. Let's do a complimentary stress test income analysis to see what's actually working to guide you to and through the future.
So some of the things that you're going to help your clients do, let's just go through the four big ones. Number one, Peter, you're going to help create a budget. Figure out how much our listeners need for the retirement they've been dreaming about. And that's going to be different for every person listening. And to what extent, Peter, do you mirror their current lifestyle, a client's current lifestyle, versus what they're looking to do in retirement? How do you come up with that number? It's going to be different for everybody.
It's going to be different for everybody. So we're talking about a consistent track record that we're going to be looking at on a consistent basis. So that's why we do reviews on a consistent basis. It's not just once in a blue moon or sometimes not even once a year. It's an ongoing process that you're planning for. You know, it's so easy to save for retirement, but to get you through it, it's a very, very different picture. So it's so important to understand how we work through this process because there's a lot of things that we have to cover.
You will help uncover the main risks posing a threat to someone's retirement. We've talked about some of those today: inflation, volatility, potential tax increases, and here's a big one, skyrocketing healthcare costs. I'm sure, Peter, you go over all of those things and some of the hidden costs that people might not think about when it comes to the money that's going to be sucked out of their retirement, even right down to gasoline. That's higher right now, right?
Absolutely. And it comes down to inflation protection because the average person doesn't really talk about inflation. And we've been talking about it for many, many years. And today it happens to be the most popular topic around because we have to always implement a plan for inflation. And it's not just inflation based upon the high skyrocketing numbers here. We're also talking about where you're going for additional income every couple of years. Yep. Where are you going for income for vacations? Where are you going for income for the grandkids on the holidays? There's so much more involved when taking out extra money from your overall plan that we need to account for.
Let's go over number three, which is interesting. Learn about the options for generating additional income in retirement, but that can also be tricky, can it not, Peter?
100%. It's almost like the old 4% rule. This 4% rule came out over 20 years ago, but believe it or not, a lot of people are still following it. Morningstar came out with a report, and they keep on coming out with this report, and they're saying that the new safe withdrawal rate, how much money you could take out to make sure you don't outlive your money, is right around 2.8%.
Wow.
So it used to be 4%, and as time changes, now it's more lines of 2.8%. And that's a problem because for every $1 million, that's 28 grand, give or take. And for some folks and some families, that's not a lot of money.
No.
Especially if you have what's called required minimum distributions. It's way above 3% when it comes to 72 and beyond. So it's very important to understand the new rules that are working today versus the old rules.
So when clients come to you and ask, though, what are my options for generating additional income, it always comes back around to the question, could I maybe get like a side hustle? Well, now, for me, Peter, when I retire, I'm done. I don't want to do anything anymore ever. I want to sit on a beach and sip on a drink and be done. But I don't know that that's necessarily as realistic today as it would have been 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely different for sure. And to be honest with you, a lot of folks actually, depending upon, you know, their careers, a lot of folks actually do wind up working part-time.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily doing it for the money. They're doing it to keep themselves busy, to keep themselves active, to keep their minds going and become socially, right, to meet new friends.
Sure.
So that's an okay thing to do as well. Now, the extra income doesn't hurt because that could pay for some basic groceries throughout the month. But these things are also all really important to consider. Another thing to consider, Dana, is working in an industry that you always wanted to work in, or a hobby industry that
Yes.
you always wanted to work in, but you never got the chance to because the pay wasn't good enough. Well, in retirement, hoping that you're not doing it for extra income. If you are, which is fine, but if you're not doing it for extra income and you're just doing it to pay a couple of small bills and to work in an area that you always wanted to work in, it's also a positive factor. So there's a lot of good pros and also some cons on the way.
So the last thing you're going to help your clients do is learn about how to keep the current standard of living in retirement, even as costs keep rising. And that's important.
Yes, 100%. And that does come down to understanding that things will increase and the unexpected will happen, right? Just like the unexpected in regards to the pandemic. Who would have known in 100 years we would have another pandemic? Well, now pandemic is on the list of things to plan for, right? Because if we have a serious pandemic and now you're locked down,
yep.
And if you are working in retirement because you needed to, well, how are you going to continue to bring money in if your job is to leave the house every single day, right? So we're hoping that there's no pandemic on the rise, not for another 100 years, because you and I won't be here, right?
But that's right. It's fine with me if we never see that again in my lifetime, Peter.
100%. But these are the things we have to plan for. We're not just planning for simple income and not planning for just to make sure the money would be there, 10, 15, 20 years from now. We're planning for all different kinds of scenarios when it comes to retirement.
So remind our listeners, this is complimentary to do this analysis, Peter.
It's 100% complimentary. Okay, there's absolutely no obligation here. You have $250,000 or more. Let's talk about a couple of different scenarios, right? Let's do a stress test, what you currently have in place. Let's put it up against different scenarios. Let's see what works. Let's see what possibly doesn't work. Let's see how tax efficient you are. Let's see how we can maximize more income with what you currently have. And if you're in a good place, nice handshake, congratulations, and you're on your way. You know exactly what you need to do and focus on going forward. But if there are areas of intention that are needed, then I'm going to show you on paper where to point those out to make sure you're guided to and through the right direction to make sure it makes sense for you.
Folks, it is complimentary to do this analysis, no obligation. And just for the listeners of today's show, if you've saved that at least $250,000 for retirement, call that number now, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. Ask for your retirement income analysis. We will go over the things that we talked about. Peter will talk about the strategies they use designed to help make sure your money does not run out, no matter how long you live in retirement. And he always says this, we're not doing this to make you rich. Just help make sure you don't end up outliving your retirement savings. So one of the people that I think Peter will have no issue outliving his retirement savings is Tom Brady. Did you hear? We've talked about unretirement, and maybe we have some listeners who retired and then thought, I want to dip back into the workforce for a little bit, maybe as a hobby. Who would have thought that Tom Brady is the new face of unretirement? You guys saw this in the news cycle less than 2 months after he announced his retirement. The GOAT is back. And just as we said, some people unretire because they're worried about their money, maybe higher fuel prices. I don't think that Tom's worried about that, not even for his jet. Brady is worth around $250 million. And you have to wonder, was that decision more to do with boredom or financial need? That answer is different for everybody. My guess is for Tom Brady, he can't give up the game of football, Peter.
Yeah, I think that's it. I doubt it. It has to do with money. I doubt it. But hey, if it drives him, congratulations. But he's still a young guy.
He's a young guy. We were laughing though. Remember when he retired? He said, "I want to spend more time with family." And then he unretired, and I said, "Well, so now do you not want to spend more time with family?"
But believe it or not, we hear that a lot. Very successful people enter in retirement, and they're like, "You know what? I don't think retirement's really for me. Let's go back to the force." Right.
That's right. All right, let's talk about this week in history and have some fun here. In 1765, this week in history, the Stamp Act was imposed on American colonies by the British government. It levied a tax on all materials printed for commercial and legal use in the colonies, and it impacted everything from newspapers and pamphlets to playing cards and dice. After realizing how much it cost to try and enforce the act in protesting colonies, that tax was repealed the following year. This week in history, in 1893, the first women's college basketball game was played at Smith College in Massachusetts. The spectators were all female as well, as the men, Peter, were not allowed in the gym at the all-women's college.
Wow.
How great is that?
Wow.
And in this week, 1967, the Turtles hit a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with this one, Happy Together.
I can't see.
This week in 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts hit a seven-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with, yep, I Love Rock and Roll.
I love rock and roll. Spend a time in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Spend a time and dance with me.
This week in 1989, yikes, the Exxon Valdez crashed, causing one of the worst oil spills and oil disasters in global history. I don't even want to think back on that one. And then in 1980, one of my favorites, the famous Dallas cliffhanger episode aired. It was this week in 1980, Who Shot JR? And now that theme song is going to be in my head and yours all week long. You are welcome for that. By the way, Kristen shot JR. I still remember because I watched that episode with my parents along with millions and millions of other Americans. Peter, it's been great as always. Thank you so much for joining us and for your thoughts on what's going on in the financial world around us. You have been listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombara. We're here every single week. I am your host, Dana Wright. Go to pcbfinancial.com. Get that financial literacy checkup, pcbfinancial.com, or call or text 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. You can always text book into the body of that text, and Peter will send you out a free copy of Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We hope you all have a great week, and we can't wait to hear you back here next week. Dana Wright, Peter Bombara, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bombara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call, 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group. This radio show is a paid placement.